Magandang magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Narito na naman po kaming muli at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay 25 ng Setyembre, siyempre pa, huling linggo na naman po ito ng buwan at next Sunday, panibagong buwan na naman, October na. And after that, 2 buwan na lang, Pasko na.
Na naman.
Ayan. Ang bilis nga.
22, diba? Magandang Sunday po sa inyo. At syempre pa, may mga hatid na naman po kami mga balita, balitaktakan at mga impormasyon. Bukas po ay holiday, kaya po siguro marahil sa ilan po sa inyo ngayon ay nagta-travel o nasa mga daan pa. So mga motorista, mag-iingat po kayo sa pagdadrive at mag-enjoy po at i-commemorate rin po natin ang pagyao ng ating mahal na Queen Elizabeth.
Ganyan.
So public holiday po bukas. Ayan. Today is 25 of September, tita.
Oo. In Philippine history, September 25, 1879, Lope K. Santos was born in Pasig as Lope Santos y Canseco to Ladislao Santos, a native of Pasig, and Victorina Canseco, a native of San Mateo. Santos was a lang performs best in is best known for his 1906 socialist novel Banaag at Sikat and his contributions for the development of Filipino grammar and Tagalog orthography. Banaag at Sikat is considered as the first socialist-oriented book in the Philippines, which expounded principles of socialism and seek labor reforms from the government. The book was later made an inspiration for the assembly of the 1932 Socialist Party and in the Philippines, and then the 1946 group Cook Balahap. Ayan. In early 1910, Santos started his campaign on promoting a national language for the Philippines through organized lectures, cultural societies, which he founded all over the Philippines, and headed the Department of National Language in various leading universities. Mang Openg, as he was fondly called by his friends, was elected governor of Rizal and served until 1913. In 1918, he was appointed as the Filipino governor of the newly preserved Nueva Vizcaya until 1920. Consequently, he was elected to the 5th Philippine Legislature as senator of the 12th senatorial district, representing provinces having a majority of non-Christian population. Marami pong achievement ito si Mang Openg. Ayan. He was the primary author of Philippine Legislature Act number 2946, which enacted November 30 of every year as Bonifacio Day, honoring Andres Bonifacio, who championed the cause of labor with his introduction of several measures designed to better the workers' working conditions. In 1940, Santos published the first grammar book of the Filipino language, Balarila, ng wikang pambansa or grammar of the national language, which was commissioned by the Surian ng wikang pambansa. The next year, he was appointed by President Manuel L. Quezon as director of Surian until 1946, when the Philippines became a member of the United Nations. He was selected to translate the 1935 Constitution for UNESCO. He was also appointed to assist for the translation of inaugural addresses of Presidents Jose P. Laurel and Manuel A. Rojas. He was married to Simeona Salazar on February 10, 1900. They were blessed with 5 children. He died on May 1, 1963 at the age of 86. Long life. Ayan. Sana po marami kayong na-recollect tungkol kay
Mang Openg
Santos, ang isa sa ating si Mang Openg. Oo. Kung tutuusin, hero din yan. And talagang siya ang nagpalawak ng wikang pambansa. Ayan.
Balarila. Oo. At syempre pa, meron akong mga ilang fun facts na inihanda, tita, na hindi ko na ibigay dyan. Pero alam mo ba na ang pinaka mataas pala na tao na na-record sa Guinness World of Records, alam ba kung gaano patangkad?
Hindi.
So ay 8 feet at 11 inches.
Ito po ay
American Giant na tinaguri ang si Robert Wadlow. Ito po ay po ay nabuhay noong 1918 hanggang 1940. So, Wadlow's size was the result of abnormally enlarged pituitary gland.
Grabe, oh, no? Kaya pala sobrang tangkad. Halos kalahati lang ako dun, ah.
Oo.
Kaunti lang.
Pero siya po ay nawala na. Pero ito po, ang tallest living man naman is coming from Turkey. Si Sultan Osen na may 8 feet and 2.8 inches.
Ang tangkad din.
Who set the record in 2009. Ito rin po ay sanhi ng pituitary issue. O yan po. Diba? Nakakatuwa naman. At ito pa po, the oldest person ever have to live whose age could be authenticated. Ah? Yung talagang na i-record.
Dubado.
Oo, yung talaga may taong nakapag, is a French woman named John Louise Calment. And she was 122 years old when she died in 1997.
Wow, 122 years old. 122.
Wala, ilang era na yun. Tapos, ilang century, isang century na. Wala ka ng barkada pag ganun, no? Nakakatawa naman, di ba? So, yun pala yun. At ito po ang last namin na hinahanda. Ang original name po ng search engine na Google was Backrub. So, B-A-C-K-R-U-B. Yun pala ang original na pangalan ng Google. Nabago lang po ang pangalan nito after the Google. Yung spelling po niya ay G-O-O-G-O-L, which is a number 1 followed by 100 zeros. Ayon, yun pala ang Google. Ibig sabihin nun. Google. Backrub pala siya dati. Wala kang dating magka-backrub.
Backrub, parang wala lang, hindi mo maintindihan anong ibig sabihin agad-agad. Ayun pala yun.
Ayan po ang ating mga fun facts for today. Medyo nakakamangha talaga, 'di ba?
Talaga nakakamangha.
The height to the age. At saka
sa haba ng pagkabuhay, talagang nakakagulat. Kaya magpalamig po muna tayo at narito ang napakagandang musika, Binibini by Jack. Tayo po'y dadako na sa ating local news. What to expect on New Zealand's Queen Elizabeth II's Memorial Day public holiday. Queen Elizabeth II Memorial Day is around the corner and bukas na. Ala, hindi lang around the corner, bukas na. And will be a historic day for Aotearoa, New Zealand. The day will mark the life and passing of Queen Elizabeth, who died on September 8. The one-off public holiday on tomorrow has quickly passed into law, leaving some confusion on what rules apply on the day. Ito po ang what is open on tomorrow. All cafes, restaurants, and retailers will be allowed to open on Monday, tomorrow. However, some Wellington City services will be closed. There will be no restrictions on the sale of alcohol, as Kiwis can still raise a glass of Her Majesty's favorite Gordon's London Dry Gin. However, with employees forced to pay staff higher penalty rates to work on public holidays, some businesses may not able to afford to open. Some Wellington City Council services and facilities will be impacted by the national public holiday. The council said all pools, Wellington City libraries, and community recreation centers will be closed, and the ASB Sports Center will have reduced hours from 2 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The good news is council parking on street and waterfront will be free, but Clifton car parks normal rates will apply. Rubbish and recycling collections will be operating as usual. Queen Elizabeth II Memorial Day will also coincide with the state memorial service, which will be held in Wellington and broadcast across the country. The state memorial service will be held in Wellington's Cathedral of St. Paul on tomorrow and will be televised and live streamed. A national minute of silence will be observed at 2 p.m. as well. A memorial will also be held at Christchurch Transitional Cathedral at 5 p.m. on the Cathedral website. Ayan. There will be also a service for the Queen in Auckland at Holy Trinity Cathedral in Parnell. And the service will begin at 5 p.m., yes. And the Auckland Council is encouraging those who plan to attend to arrive on time. Many of Tamaki Makaurau's most recognizable landmarks will light up in royal purple, including vector lights on Auckland Harbour Bridge, Te Ara, Te Piti, the Light Path Auckland War Memorial Museum, the Sky Tower, Eden Park, and Key Street Lights, with more will be announced. Ayan po yan. News Hub will be the official broadcaster of the Queen Elizabeth II State Memorial Service on Monday or tomorrow. And the event will be broadcast live and commercial free on 3 and News Hub, TV3 and News Hub. Ayan po yan.
Ayan. Talagang kailangan nating i-commemorate ang pagkawala ng ating queen. Kasi hindi lang naman dito, maski sa iba't ibang bansa, marami siyang gawa. Longest monarch.
Oo, longest serving monarch. Isipin mo, 70 years as queen. Oo. And talagang devoted siya to her service, to her duties. Mm-mm. Pati family niya, second lang sa kanyang priorities.
Ayan po. So, bukas po, kung may mga oras po kayo, have a minute of silence at 2 p.m. National, yan. And let's pray for the royal family. Diba? And for the repose of the soul of Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
Ito po ang aming pangalawang balita ngayon po sa New Zealand. Apat na kaso ng monkeypox ang naitala na naman dito sa New Zealand. Four more cases of monkeypox have been found in New Zealand, Ministry of Health says. There are now a total of 9 cases with the infected disease in the country. Ang sabi po, ang latest cases are reported in the past 7 days. And karamihan po sa mga kasong ito ay galing sila overseas. Tatlo po sa kanila ay nasa isolation sa Auckland region at isa po ay nasa South Island. Public health staff assess the risk of transmission from cases are as low as and there was no current evidence of community transmission. Case updates on monkeypox will provided weekly instead of an individual basis. The ministry said advice had been provided to the public health units, health organization, and the sexual health clinics to help identify potential case. We continue to advise anyone who have close physical or sexual contact while overseas or with people who have recently been overseas to be mindful of the symptoms and the health advice. According to the World Health Organization, 21 September 2022 report, the number of monkeypox cases reported globally peaked in mid-August and the number of cases in Europe and the Americas are declining. How common are the outbreaks? This virus was first identified in a captive monkey since 1970. There have been sporadic outbreaks recorded in across 10 African countries. In 2003, there was an outbreak in US, the first time it had been outside Africa. Patients caught the disease from a close contact with prairie dogs that had been infected by small mammals imported into the country, and a total of 81 cases were reported, but none resulted in deaths. While in 2017, Nigeria experienced the largest known outbreak, there were 172 suspected cases and 7% of the victims were men between 21 and 40 years old. Ano po ba ang mga sintomas o symptoms ng monkeypox? Initial symptoms include fever, headaches, swelling, back pain, aching muscles. So once po na may fever kayo and it has shown you a rash or you develop rashes, that often begins on the face and spread to the other parts of the body. Most commonly po sa mga kamay nyo po and sa palms and the soles of the feet. Ito po ay medyo itchy or painful and it changes through different stages before finally mag-form ng scab na mag-falls off. So, mag-i-scarring po siya. Parang chicken pox. And the infection usually clears up on its own about 14 to 21 days. So, medyo mahaba-haba ang incubation period. Pero ang sabi po, ang mga kaso po nito ay may mga mild lang naman na resembling chicken pox and clear up on their own within few weeks. Pero may mga pagkakataon din po na severe po at marami na rin pong naitala. Mga 12 people have died worldwide in the most recent outbreak. Yung recent lang po yan. Ayan. Paano po ba tayo nagkakaroon o paano ba nahahawa o magiging infected ka ng virus ng monkeypox? Ito po ay usually pumapasok po sa broken skin or sa respiratory tract, sa ating mga mata, sa ating ilong at sa mouth. So parang ano din eh, no? Medyo tricky din. Pero sinasabi rin naman na yung in previous encounters, yung iba naman po ay na hahawa through sexual transmitted infection.
Oh.
Oo. Mm. So, kaya yun po. Medyo, kasi pwede siyang, it can be spread in sexual fluids. People confirmed to have virus are advised to use protection or condoms for 8 weeks po. Sabi nga nun. And pwede rin po kayo mahawa through infected animals like monkeys, rats, squirrels, o kahit anong objects pala like beddings and clothing. Wow.
Oh my God. Grabe ito.
Oo, diba? Parang ano lang, diba? COVID din.
Sobra pa nga eh.
Oo, nangyayon na. Ito pong outbreak na to can be controlled by infection prevention. Vaccination against smallpox has been proven to be 85% effective in preventing monkeypox. Antiviral drugs may also help, and New Zealand has secured about 500 doses of one, which is called Tecovirimat, for this. Ayan po, maganda pong malaman yung mga ano na yan, no, impormasyon. Kasi hindi minsan binabaliwala natin kasi monkeypox, parang hindi pa naman ganun karami ang kaso, di ba? Pero mag-ingat pa rin po tayo. Especially yung mga nagta-travel din po sa iba't ibang parte. Ayan po ang latest ngayon na mensahe po tungkol po sa monkeypox. Ayan, tita, speaking of, alam mo ba, nakatanggap na ka na ba ng election ballots?
Hindi ko pa alam dahil hindi ako umuwi sa bahay in my condition. Hindi ako makakiat sa hardam.
Baka na yan. Ayan. Baka election na naman.
O, bukas bibisita ako. Susunduin ako ng kaibigan ko dahil hindi pa ako pwedeng makadrive. Hanapin ko. Kasi nga, ito. Kailan ito? Ito po, mayroon tayong quick guide sa how to make voting easy. Kailan bang election, Jo?
I think ang kailangan natin na ma-deliver ang mga votes to ballot boxes up to 12 noon on October 8, Saturday.
I see. So, kailangan nang gawin ito.
Ito.
Voting is done by post. If you're enrolled, check your mailbox for your voting forms between 16 and 21st September. Ito na yan. Itong buwan na ito. While you are waiting for your forms, you can use this time to learn about the candidates and what council does through our Elections 101 series. Second, fill out your voting forms. Put pen to paper and complete your voting forms. Voting is done via the STV or single transferable vote method, where you rank candidates in order of preferences. On your voting paper, put a 1 next to your favorite candidate, 2 next to your second favorite, and so on. In an STV election, candidates must reach a certain number of votes to get elected. You can rank as many or as few candidates as you wish. More information on how STV works can be found on our webpage on electoral systems. If you need to cast a special vote, or you have a physical disability or access need, or are unable to read or write, or are not familiar with the language on the form, you can head to Te Pokapu Hapori Center, community center po yan, at 107 Manners Street, and get help from the team. Special voting will also be available at Johnsonville, Waitohi, Karori, Newtown, and Ruth Gottlieb in Kilburnie libraries in the final week of voting on Monday, October 3. Wellington po itong mga areyang itong sinasabi. It takes less than 5 minutes to issue a special vote, and you can vote on site or take it away to vote later. If you can come into the voting hub to cast on a special, your special vote, then we can send the forms out to you. But you have to do it quickly tomorrow. Baka magtagal. Or you can email election@wcc.gov.nz or call 09-499-4444 and we can help. Number 3 is to return your forms. Once you've completed your forms, return them. You can do it by New Zealand Post, but if you are New Zealand using a New Zealand Post box, it is recommended you post your vote by 4 October to ensure it's received before the cut-off date. If you are doing sending your vote to a ballot box, there are over 50 Wellington City Council branded ballot boxes where you can drop off your voting papers across Wellington. Ballot boxes are provided at every Wellington supermarket and council library, as well as several other locations. Votes can be delivered ballot boxes up to 12 noon on Saturday, 8 October. Last but not least, to a Wellington City Council voting hub, where you can also be issued a special ballot vote at these locations. If you need to cast a special vote, find out more on how to vote page.
Yeah. I'm sure meron din dito sa Auckland City Council voting hub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nako, i-practice po natin ang right natin as residents, especially sa mga bagong residente dyan.
Oo, kailangan na kayong bumoto para naka-record sa election website ng National Election, New Zealand Election Elections, and para recorded na kayo ay participating in the political systems of the country. Ayan.
At saka mafe-feel nyo din yung belongingness dito sa New Zealand, no, pagka nagbuboto tayo. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Ayan po, meron po tayong karagdagang music break po. Estudyante Blues by Freddy Aguilar. Makinig muna po tayo sa kantang ito.
Thank you. nakikita, ako ang nasisisi, ako ang laging may kasalanan.
Ayan po, may special item po kami inihanda para sa inyo ngayon. Alam niyo po ba, ngayong araw na ito, September 25 po, ay pinagdiriwang po ang Cooking Day. Ayan, sa mga hilig pong magluto. Ayan, mag-rush for breakfast, or sa lunch, or kahit po sa dinner. Ayan po. Sino nga po ba ang merong time na magluto ng homemade meal ngayong mga panahong ito, di ba? So, do people even know how to cook anymore? This is certainly a sad state of affairs. Pero marami pa rin naman, especially sa mga Pilipino. Ang National Cooking Day ang sinasabi pong nagre-remind po sa atin that there's nothing that quite matches the flavor and comfort experience that comes from a delicious home-cooked meal. At sabi nga po, it helps us remember that learning how to cook is an important skill to enhance our health as well as passing various traditions on to family and friends. Tama naman nga yan, ano? Sabi po dito na obviously, ang history nga daw po ng pagluluto o cooking goes back as far as the early days when humans discovered that food tasted better when cooked over a fire instead of raw. Since of the history of people, humans and cultures have been developing, perfecting various ways to cook food so that it is tasty, enjoyable, and sometimes healthy to eat. Ito pong event na ito ay ginawa noong 2016 ng potsandpans.com. And ito po ay naging celebration and recognition po para sa pagluluto o mga lutong bahay o home cooking. Alam nyo ba yung feeling at amoy ng aroma ng mga niluluto ng mga nanay at tatay natin o mga lolo o lola, di ba? O mga auntie natin sa bahay. Ayun po ay, naaalala mo ba yan, tita, ang luto ng nanay?
Oo, ang
luto
ng nanay. Oo.
Iba yung ano, no? Amoy kapag parang pagka nagluto tayo sa bahay, iba yung amoy. Talagang umaano sa bahay, di ba?
Saka natural ang amoy dahil talagang natural ingredients normally ang ginagamit natin. Lalo na sa probinsya, talagang presko lahat.
Di ba? Sabi nga po, nagsimula lang naman ang mga fast food noong 1960s saka 1970s. Kasi marami ng fast food noon. Pero National Cooking Day po seeks to change all that by reintroducing the concept of the home-cooked meal to the family. So, sabi nga, ngayong mga panahon na ito, turuan din natin ang mga ating mga anak o mga young ones how to cook a home-cooked meal. Kunyari, ako nun, naalala ko, tita, tinuruan ako ng lola ko na magluto ng mga adobo, ganyan, tinola, sinigang, mga gano'n.
Ako rin, at hindi ko nakakalimutan yan. Hanggang ngayon, ginagawa ko pa yan dito. Kaminsan-minsan.
Tama. Saka, ano yun, added skill nga yun, di ba? Oh, eh, hindi lang din po yun healthy or hindi lang po din ano, nakakatipid pa rin po tayo, sabi nga po, kaysa yung mga instant meal at fast food. At na-avoid natin yung mga preservatives, sabi nga ganoon. Ayun po. Paano po ba natin i-celebrate ang National Cooking Day? Celebrate natin. Simple as magpagluluto. Start going to your kitchen and find out what tools are available. Ano ba ang mga stock nyo dyan na ingredients? O kung anong bang gusto nyong bilhin sa grocery? Start to figure out kung anong mga ulam ang kailangan nyong gawin. At kung gusto niyo naman po, magtingin din po kayo sa mga websites ng recipes. Diba? Yan. Show a cook some appreciation. So, paano ba yun? I-appreciate natin yung mga kilala natin chef na. O tagaluto.
Ibig sabihin, ubos natin yung handa nila.
Oo. By eating what they serve. Tama. And perhaps it will be possible to learn a cooking lesson from them. O, di ba? Tama nga. Learn fun facts about history of cooking. Maganda rin yan para ma-impress yung mga kaibigan nyo, families, co-workers, sa mga trivias about cooking. Alam natin na ang cooking ay pretty boring na history. Prior to the 17th century, spices were hard to come by and only really used by ruling classes. Hanggang noong 1876, nagkaroon na ng modern refrigerator na invento na yan. So, nag-change ang face of cooking forever. And also, noong 1915, Julia Child was born. And sino ba siya? Siya po ay most well-known American cooks of her time, introducing French cooking to the people of U.S. Ayan, ilan lang po yan sa mga history of cooking. At syempre pa, pwede rin po kayong mag-set ng potluck o mag-invite ng mga friends and family. Especially ngayon, holiday bukas, di ba? Pwede kayong magpika-pika or mag-share ano bang gusto nyo. Filipino food, Mexican food, Vietnamese, Malaysian, or Italian. Ayan. So, potluck food, di ba? Pero, pwede rin naman kayong magluto. Dalhin nyo po yung mga putahe na alam nyo pong lutuin. And last but not the least, bumili daw po kayo ng some new kitchen equipment or tools. It doesn't have to be very garbo. Pwede namang bagong ladle, bagong sandok, bagong pots, di ba? Ayan. Pwede rin mag-gift kayo ng mga ganyan sa inyong mga kaibigan o kamag-anak. So, yan po ang National Cooking Day and chance for you to start preparing delicious meals from fresh ingredients. Kaya, ano pang hinihintay nyo po? Tumungo na kayo sa inyong mga kusina. Ayan. Yan po ang sabi ng ating news special item for today.
Ayan, bon appetit.
Ako, nakakagutom, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Anong lulutuin mo bukas, Jo? Anong specialty mo?
Nag-iisip na tuloy ako ngayon, tita, di ba? Kasi mag-isa lang ako. Mahirap magluto pag mag-isa ka lang. Ibig sabihin, ulitin mo yung lulutuin.
Wala nga pala ang mga parents mo. Swerte ka. Di ba, pupumbidahin mo sila...
Leave it down, we'll be around. Yeah. So, pag-iisipan namin yan kung anong magandang putahing mailuto. Pwede nga ng Filipino food. Most likely Filipino food. Yung madaling iluto.
Oo. Ayan. Ako naman, dahil nandito ako sa bahay ng kaibigan ko at National Cooking Day, talagang magluluto ako ng adobong manok na may gata.
Wow. Ang sarap nun, di ba? Ayan. Enjoy po sa mga kumakain po ngayon at nakikinig ngayon. Oh, talaga naghahanap ng kakainan, di ba?
Oo.
Ayan.
Okay, pupunta sa bahay ko dahil pandalawang lutuan lang. Lulutuin ko. Pero may talbos kamote. Sinabi ko na sa kaibigan ko na bumili siya ng talbos kamote.
Ayan ako. Maganda yan, maganda yan. Ayan po, enjoy your menu for today and the next few days. Speaking of which, dadako na po tayo sa Philippine News at kami po yung mga naghanda ng balita mula sa Philippine News Agency. Mga ilan lamang po ito sa mga kaganapang nangyayari sa ating bansa sa Pilipinas.
Ayan po ang ating Philippine News.
PAGASA monitors pre-weather disturbances. The Philippine Atmospheric Geophysical and Astronomical Services Administration or PAGASA is monitoring these three weather disturbances. Weather forecaster Benison Istahera said Thursday a weak tropical depression was spotted 1,775 kilometers east-northwest of extreme northern Luzon outside of the Philippine area of responsibility. It is heading towards mainland Japan, so we are not expecting it to have an effect or be near our landmass. A low-pressure area was spotted over 2,000 kilometers east of the Visayas and is not forecasted to affect the country's weather until the weekend. Ayan, another LPA was tracked east of Luzon or central Luzon. Currently, it does not have a direct effect and it is expected to remain at the PAR line in the next 24 hours. Over the weekend, however, it will likely start bringing rains over parts of Luzon and the Visayas. This LPA may possibly develop into a tropical cyclone over the weekend. For Thursday, PAGASA forecasts isolated rain showers caused by localized thunderstorms to prevail across the country. Moderate to strong winds and moderate to rough seas will continue to prevail over extreme northern Luzon. And elsewhere, winds will be light to moderate with slight to moderate seas. Ayan po.
O maulan report na.
Report na. Ulan na naman.
Mm-hmm. Ayan, dito din maulan sa New Zealand. Mm-hmm. Ayan, meron po kami news. Expect better Philippine internet connectivity. Ito po hinahantay talaga ng mga Pilipino sa Pilipinas kasi napakabagal daw ng internet. Ang sabi po, napaka-crucial po yan sa ating mga businesses para tayo'y magtungo sa digital economy. Nung pong COVID-19 pandemic, when the series of lockdowns forced companies to temporarily close down, physical stores and switch to digital space became imperative. So medyo talagang kailangan nun na ang internet ay mabilis. Kaya nung pong first State of the Nation address ng Pangulong Ferdinand Marcos Jr., in-emphasize po yan ang importance ng universal connectivity and the need to maximize the potential of innovations improving customer experience when transacting a business. So, one of the most important developments aimed at the realization towards the expansion of internet connectivity in the Philippines is the Common Tower Policy. So, under this, yung mga telco companies po are now freed from the costly capital of building their own towers. Ayan po. Ang Peral po, Industrial Engineering Services Express is strong support. O ang yan po ang Yescor, a wholly owned subsidiary of Manila Electric Company or Meralco. Yan po, recently po yung venture nila called Yescor Infrastructure Development Corporation Inc. at 26.2 billion peso tower sale and lease back agreement with Globe, one of the Philippines' major telco players. So, yan po. According po sa Meralco Executive Officer, more opportunities will be pursued in line with the company's aspiration to become one of the trusted telco towers operators in the Philippines. Proven government partner towards a better and more advanced internet structure. So, yan po ang ano, kagandahan po doon. Talagang ginagawa pong paraan para maging fast ang internet connectivity sa ating bansa. Ayan.
Galing. Oo. Mm-hmm. And ito po, don't let hate overpower unity, according to VP Sara. Vice President and Education Secretary Sara Duterte on Wednesday reminded the public not to let hate overpower unity as the world celebrated the United Nations International Day of Peace. In a recorded message, Duterte said it is the world's moral obligation to end the threats to basic cultural rights. We cannot allow hate to poison our differences or allow it to overpower our unity as one community that respects its others' ethnicity, culture, and religion, she said. Duterte stressed the sense of universality in fighting racism, considering the rising trend of hate crimes. Based on the data from the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism, there has been a moderate rise in hate crimes in the first half of 2022. Filipinos in New York City alone were warned by the Philippine Consulate in New York against the increasing major crimes and transit crimes, with hate crimes mounting by 13%. With such figures, Duterte posts her strong stance on promoting group efforts to ensure inclusive communities. We should tap on our differences and ensure that every person can freely exercise their cultural rights and other fundamental rights recognized by international laws, Sara said. I trust that many Filipinos will support the campaign against racism in the spirit of unity, peace, and progress of our country, she added. Ayan po.
Ayan, nako. Talaga nga naman po, di ba? Tama naman, huwag na po tayong magkaroon ng mga hate crimes, di ba? Ito po ang susunod na ating news po ang tungkol sa SSS contributions. Ayan. The state-run social security system last Thursday urged individuals and groups to subsidize the monthly contributions of members from the informal sector, job order workers, and land-based Filipino workers. In statement, SSS President and Chief Executive Officer Michael Regino said that the agency aims to transform social security coverage in the country through the contribution subsidy program. The CSPP is an out-of-the-box approach in helping members who are having a hard time paying their social security contribution. He said that the contribution subsidy provider would cover the contribution of self-employed, land-based OFWs, or voluntary members under the program. The SSS would partner with potential contribution subsidy providers who are generous enough to shoulder the contribution payments of chosen SSS members for at least 6 months. Through an online certification with an undertaking or a memorandum of agreement, they could become a coverage and collection partner of the agency and pay the contribution subsidies in any SSS branch with tailoring facilities and through SSS accredited collection partner. So, according to SSS, they want the coverage to workers in the informal sector and land-based OFWs to have much coverage. And the workers have the lowest social security coverage in our workforce. And they are among the most vulnerable sector in times of contingency. He added that intermittent income and varied work agreements make it difficult for this laborers to continue paying their monthly contributions. Since job order workers are not covered by Government Service Insurance System or GSIS, government agency can subsidize the monthly contributions for them. The private institution or multinational companies can shoulder the monthly contribution of self-employed informal sector workers or land-based OFW who lost their jobs due to pandemic. So, subsidizing SSS contribution is the greatest gift that we can give to our fellow Filipinos. It will allow to gain access to social security benefits, which will serve as a cushion that they can rely in times of emergency and various contingency. Ayan. Sana nga po ay maging maganda po ang initiative niya ng SSS.
Oh, that's very good. At ito po, another news. over 1,100 AITA students in Pampanga get financial aid. A total of 1,130 AITAs studying in different schools in the province received financial grants on Wednesday to help them finish their education. The provincial government of Pampanga, led by Governor Dennis Pineda and Vice Governor Lilia Pineda, through the provincial social welfare and development office, distributed the financial assistance to AITA students in the elementary and college levels at the Lubao Gym. A total of 1,061 learners from the elementary level received 2,500 pesos each, while the 69 college students got cash grants amounting to 5,000 pesos each. Likewise, college students who are presently living in boarding houses received an additional 5,000 pesos each for rental payment. Aside from this, the provincial government also shouldered the AITA students' full matriculation fees, whether they are studying in public or private learning institutions. The move is part of the provincial government's continuing efforts to uplift the lives of the residents of upland communities. Vice Governor Pineda disclosed that the provincial government has readied jobs for the AITA graduates. Yung mga napag-graduate na natin, permanente na yung iba sa kanila sa kapitolyo. Inabangan ko talaga yung mga gagraduate, lalo na next year may nakaprepare ng item or trabaho para sa kanila. Ayan, ang galing naman.
Galing yan kay Vice Governor, no?
Oo. During the distribution activity, the National Intelligence Coordinating Agency, Central Luzon, conducted an orientation against the recruitment efforts of the Communist Party of the Philippines, New People's Army, particularly among students and the youth. The initiative is part of the implementation of Executive Order 70 and the Provincial Task Force to End Local Communist Armed Conflict through the Information and Education Campaign and Resource Control Operations to prevent communist terrorist groups from conducting recruitment in various schools.
Ayan.
Putas naman itong mga communists, ano, kahit sa schools nag-re-recruit.
Pero maganda yung initiative for the AITA. AITA community. Saludo kami sa mga nasa Pampanga. Ayan, mabuhay po kayo. Ayan po, malapit na naman po kaming magtapos. Happy Kadayawan Festival. Kahapon po yan sa Davao City. Oo. Pero sa mga susunod pong mga events po, patuloy niyo po kaming pakinggan at samahan dito sa Samut Sari 104.6 Planet FM. Ayan po. At kami po ay matatapos na naman at mag-iiwan na naman po kami ngayon ng isa pong magandang awitin. Muli po, maraming salamat po sa inyong pagsama sa amin ngayong hapon na ito. Binabati po namin ang mga may kaarawan po ngayong araw na ito or ngayong linggong ito or month po na ito. Ayan, happy birthday o happy anniversary pala kay Tin Darrow at kay Christian Darrow. At happy birthday po sa mga, ayan, sa isa sa mga kapatid ko, ayan, kay Miko, ayan, happy birthday. At sa mga nagdiwang po ng anniversary, ayan po, maligayang anibarsaryo po sa inyo at kung ano pa pong mga pinagdiriwang niyo po. Ngayon po ang ating huling awitin o tugtog na maririnig po mula sa amin ay ang Urong Sulong by Richie Velasquez. Mag-enjoy po kayo sa mga nagda-drive po. Ingat-ingat po at
maging alerto po kayo sa inyong pagmamaneho. Ayan, hanggang sa muli po, magkita-kita at makinig po muli sa ating programa sa susunod na linggo. Tuwing 4 o'clock ng hapon, dito lang po sa 104.6 Planet FM. Paalam po!
Auckland ay patungo na sa zero waste by 2040. Maraming paraan upang makatulong nabawasan ang basura at mag-recycle ng tama. Siguraduhin lamang na ang inyong recycling ay malinis at walang bahid ng nabasurang pagkain. Alamin ang iba pang paraan sa makethemostofwaste.co.nz. Sama-sama, pangalagaan natin ang ating bayan patungo sa pagkawala ng basura.
Pili ka, makasama ka, yan ang panahon. ang pusong ito. Mawala ka sa aking piling. Mahal ko iyong dingin. Wala nang iba ang mas mahalaga sa tamis na dulang ng pag-ibig nating dalawa. At sana lang ay makikinig ka kapag aking sasabihin.
Ako dito sa New Zealand. Isa akong dati art director sa Pilipinas for an advertising agency and sa GMA. Marami akong sinubukan nga rito ng gawin, so pero hindi nawala yung passion ko for arts. Malaking bagay yung napasok akong pintor dito na natutunan ko yung how to prep a wall, yung mga masking, ganun. So naisip ko yung matranslate yung passion ko sa arts sa paggawa ng mural. Marami rito mga art contest. So binibigyan nila ng chance yung mga budding artists o local artists. Parang gagawa ko for community. Unang contest na sinalihan ko is for chorus. So yung chorus cabinet, pinapapintahan nila yun ng mural. Sumali ko, trinay ko, ang sarap. Nanalo ko. Nandun yun sa may Y-Row, sa may Diana Drive. Mga natutunan ko as a painter, na-apply ko siya. Yung second project ko, nakilala ko yung Auckland Council anti-graffiti group. Binigyan nila ako ng project, binigyan nila ako ng chance to paint a pedestrian underpass. Kasi ang pangit nito dati, yung dumi, puro vandal. So naging part ako ng project na to. Kinontract nila ako for mural.
Nakakatuwa nga kasi habang pinipain ko to, dumadaan sila, "Oh, that's me, that's me, no, that's us." Ganun sila. Nakakatuwa. Instant yung gratification as an artist.
Natuwa naman yung Auckland Council sa project na ito. So, nagkaroon pa ako uli ng next project naman sa City Center sa Auckland. sa may junction ng Durham and High Street. Ang project ko dun eh, parang as a graphic design naman, gumawa ng directional street sign. And nagpaint din ako ng box na vector naman this time. Pero ganun ba din yung experience? Masaya. Yung mga tao, appreciative. Talagang binibigyan ka lang yung encouragement. Supportive sila rito eh, sa mga artists. Marami akong nakikilala. Tapos may mga photographers. Sinasabihan nila ako, pwede ba kitang kunan? Ganun. Nakakatuwa yung ginagawa mo. Yung mga street art na ginagawa ko rito sa Auckland, very fulfilling. Ang saya. Kasi nakakatulong ka sa community. Napapaganda mo yung community. On my part, nagagawa ko yung gusto ko as an artist. Sa mga kapwa ko artist na medyo nabago yung buhay dito sa Auckland, sa New Zealand, huwag kayong mawala ng pag-asa. Ang daming opportunity dito na pwedeng gawin. So, isa na nga yung mga contest. Ang daming pwedeng salihan. Sali lang tayo ng sali. Kasi hindi natin alam, yun yung opportunity natin, di ba, na mapalawak yung craft natin as an artist. Ako po si Dong Tan, artist Tahe.
Sa'yo, nais mong ipakilala.